going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone, and I am back from a really fantastic vacation. I took 1 week off and went to Florida to visit my family down in Fort Myers, and I have to say, it was quite the trip. It was my first time ever going away for Thanksgiving, and I have to say it was different because I'm so used to the cold snap of New England and actually going into Florida, where it's 80 degrees and sunny, and my sister Diane and her husband are down there now with a new condo, and my sister from Yorktown, Virginia, actually took the train down to Fort Myers, too, so that made the decision for me to go down there as well. So we had a great time. I had a wonderful time, and I just have to say it was really interesting coming back into the cold snap of New England. As I was getting off the plane, the flight attendant was saying, welcome back to Boston, where the temperature is 34 degrees, and no, we are not turning the plane back to Florida, and everybody started laughing. So anyway, Mike is on the board today. Good morning, Mike. It feels good to be back here.
Yes, it does, Elaine. I was seeing all your pictures that you had on Facebook, Elaine in a Mustang, Elaine on a beach, Elaine here. You should just take like a video recorder or something and really do like an out and about show.
I have to say, when I got there,
Elaine's big adventures.
Yeah, no kidding. I have to say, everybody in Florida's the mindset is so like everybody's chilling. And everybody is so nice. And when I went up to the rent-a-car place, my sister drove me down there and back to the airport to get the car. I had requested a red Ford Mustang, but when I got up to the counter, I was, you know, have you seen the TV show Will and Grace?
I've heard of it, yeah.
You know, Jack, this guy, Jack, is very exuberant and everything. So I had Jack behind the budget rent-a-car counter. He was so funny. I mean, that started my vacation. He was just hysterical. I went up and he said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yes, I'm here to rent a car." He said, "Of course you are." He said, "What kind of car do you want?" And I said, "Well, I'd really like a Lamborghini, but I can only afford a Ford Mustang." And we bantered back and forth, and he was so funny. But there was no red Mustang available. And I did get a black one, which was just fine. And I had a great time, and I nicknamed her My Little Pony.
Yeah.
And
I saw that.
So much fun. I did.
You said it was time to return My Little Pony. And I'm like, Elaine's got My Little Pony dolls, huh?
No.
And I was like, it was time for her to send I got it after I looked at you hanging out the side of a Mustang while it was flying down the highway. It was cute, though. I liked that car. You know, I think I only drove a Mustang once.
I have never, and one of my twin sons has a red Mustang, and he loves it, and I was texting him back and forth through the trip. I said, "Oh, my God, now I know why you like this Mustang. It is so great." And having the top down, I mean,
Nothing like it.
It was just so much fun. It added to my vacation. And my girlfriend who lives in Florida actually met me in Tampa. So one day I actually went to Tampa. I drove and went up there. And we had a great time, and we explored Tampa, and we had a really nice dinner. And there was actually there's great food there, but there was a Colombian restaurant on the Strip. And when I called to make reservations, they said, "Do you want the dinner or dinner and the show?" And I said, "What's the show?" And they said, "Flamingo dancing." And I said, "Oh, count me in." So all those ballroom dance lessons I took and watching Dancing with the Stars, I said, "Oh, my God, I've got to see this live."
Now, what do they have for Thanksgiving turkey down there? They have fried flamingo or something?
Well, I was telling my girlfriend after a picture of sangria, I said, "Where's the flamingos? Where's the flamingos?" And we started to laugh. But our table was like right next to the stage. And these women and the guys came out and... oh, my God, it was just a magnificent 45-minute show. I couldn't have asked for more. It was just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Do, do, do. Phenomenal. Do, do,
do, do. So anyway, so I went down to Florida, and I have to say my sister, Diane, who I love very much, and it's her birthday today, and after the show we're going to breakfast. I'm taking her out to breakfast at my favorite muffin, because
oh, you're not going to the usual
place. No, I can't go there because she's from West Warwick, and they just flew back from Florida, too, for the holiday, so they're going to be here. But when she picked me up from the airport, she drove me into this gated community, and she said, well, I want to show you where we live. She was taking me to the most expensive area of the whole complex first. So here I'm seeing, these multi-million-dollar homes, and David Ortiz's home, I've seen his house.
Wow.
It is huge. He's got a Lamborghini in the drive.
I would bet he does.
Awesome. It was just really So then she's taking me to this other section. She says, no, we don't live in this section. I said, all right. So then it goes from, a four-car garage down to a three-car garage down to a two-car garage.
Down to a tent and a carport.
Well, it was a carport condo. That's what it was. And I said to her, well, where do you live? And she said, we live down this street. She said, but I wanted to show you everything else. And I said, oh, my God. I said, you're crazy. But their home is a beautiful three-bedroom on a golf course.
Wow.
I mean, every night we would look at the moon. It was so big. I mean, Florida, I don't know, the proximity to the equator or something. I don't know. But the moon seemed, oh, my God, it was just huge. And this complex is really, really, really nice. They have a country club. They've got a tiki bar that's not a tiki bar. It's got a huge pool. It's got a dance floor. It's got nightly entertainment. And we actually went there on Friday night. And my sister and my brother-in-law are celebrating 50 years anniversary this year. So the band members were saying, hey, if you have any requests, let us know. And people were writing down, the song they wanted to hear. So my brother-in-law is a character, and he was getting up on the dance floor with my sister. Then it asked me to come on up, too, so the three of us were dancing. So I passed a note to the lead singer, and I said, Diane and Walter are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Could you play an Elvis song? So they came back to the table. They said, what did you ask for? I said, oh, a Barry White song. And I said, oh.
Barry White.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened was three songs later, they said, where's Diane and Walter Smith? I yelled, right here. So they got him on the dance floor, and they asked my brother, and they announced that they had, congratulations, 50 year. And so the girl said, how could you stand her? How could you stand him for 50 years? And it was, they were bantering back and forth all night long, kidding my brother-in-law, unmercifully. It was just really fun. And so they asked him, what song did you want? Now, I thought my sister would say, Love Me Tender. My brother-in-law said, Jailhouse Rock. And the guy leaned in, he goes, are you sure it's a fast song? And my brother-in-law said, yes, because as I was looking around this gated community, it's an older gated community. I'm not there yet, but
I'm not there yet.
I have to say that when I get up on the dance floor, I notice a lot of the people are older.
Really older,
75
right?
and older type yeah. thing. So they were dancing side to side to side, right? And that's fine. That's really great. But I get up there and I'm dancing faster than whatever dance they're doing. I'm four beats away. I'm dancing all really fast and everything.
So everybody there that lives there, they have to be a certain age?
No.
Oh, all right.
You just have a lot of money. Because the condos are over $300,000 and above.
I would say you have to have a lot of money to live.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and then you have to spend I think $1,000 a year on food and different things. But my brother-in-law golfs there almost every day, and my sister's in a league on Tuesdays. And but I had so much fun. My brother-in-law made us breakfast every day except for one. My sister Donna was going back to Virginia that day, and I took them to the Waffle House. And we all had waffles there, but he was phenomenal. So
wow, the cereal must have been really good.
No, I'm talking French toast, pancakes, blueberry pancakes, strawberry pancakes, waffles one day. It was oh my God, this is phenomenal. I was just really, really treated well. But the only thing is, there were two things. One is and I love you, Diana Wall, if you're listening. But I felt like I was in a Seinfeld episode because they go to bed very, very early and they get up super, super early. So and where I was, the bedroom was offside, the kitchen. I got a cough. Hold on a second.
All right. We'll shut your mic off.
Excuse me. Goodness. And so my brother-in-law would make up coffee and I'm laying there in bed And all of a sudden, I felt like I was in a Folgers commercial because I'm like, oh, that smells like coffee. My mind's going, now it's waking up and I'm going, gosh, that smells like coffee. And I'm looking over, I'm going, oh my God, it is. And it smelled so good.
Wow. That
I was getting up at 6 o'clock, but I was going to bed later. So.
You have a lot of energy, Elaine.
I guess I do. I still have that stamina. God, I love it. But my sister said, oh, wait till you get my age. I'm going, Diane. I said, it's all a matter of attitude. I said,
that's right.
I said, I don't know how you do it, but, you know, I go with the flow. But, yeah, I had the best time. I really did have a great time. And corresponding with my two sisters was so much fun. We had so much fun in Florida. It was just really great. We did a lot of Christmas shopping. I did so much shopping that I had to actually ship two big boxes home.
Did you bring a flamingo home for a pet?
Oh, no. I didn't even bring a pet
alligator.
Oh, listen, there's one thing that really freaks me out like
that. They use them as speed bumps down there.
No. Seriously, where I was renting my car, you had to go guest parking. A 5.5-foot alligator was sunning himself on the grass. I am not kidding. I would have my brother-in-law go out and say, check to make sure it wasn't under my car. I was so scared. It was like awful. I've never seen an alligator live like that. I mean, in the zoo, sure, but not in the wild. Not right there. And let me tell you, they're pretty intimidating when you look at them. And they look harmless. They're just laying there. But, boy, they move fast. And on the golf course, there were 12 little baby alligators born. And the complex waits until they get to be about 4 feet, and then they take them out of the complex. I said, heck, I would have taken them as soon as they were born. Never mind. But it was really it was an interesting time for sure. But we did have a lot of time. We had a lot of fun, I have to say. It was great to get away. It was a little different. Would I do it again next year? Probably not because, you know, I missed the family and the grandchildren and everything. But it was just one thing that I, you know, when opportunity hits, you have to go for it. And I'm glad
turkey
that I
probably
did.
Tastes better than flamingo.
Well, the turkey, too, that was a different thing, too. I'm going to have it actually a turkey dinner tomorrow because I missed all the good stuff. My sister was a great cook through the years and everything. Other things have changed, which is okay. And the turkey was absolutely phenomenal. But I like hot turkey sandwiches the next day. But you can't do that in 80-degree weather. There's just something wrong with having Thanksgiving dinner with all the fixings, from cranberry sauce to stuffing and turkey and everything in between. You know, sitting in a sundress in 80-degree weather eating this. Versus the heartiness of New England and tradition and stuffing and gravy and potatoes and yams.
You could have had turkey burgers, watermelon.
Well, actually, we did have some fresh fruit every single day. I have to say that I ate healthier. I actually dropped some pounds, which is good. But we were just ripping and running from the day that I landed and the day that I came back. It was just really unbelievably quick and very fast. But like I said, I had to send some things back. It was just really funny. But glad to be back. Glad to look forward to the holidays. There's so much out and about activities to do and talk about. Today we've got so much going on. It's just amazing. And later we have Jim Corbin calling in at 7:35 to give us an update too. And I wanted to find out when we can expect our first snowfall. I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, now that I'm back and everything, and
I thought Jim said no snow this year.
We'll definitely have to ask him about that when he calls in at 7:35.
I remember
today.
That.
Really? Oh my gosh! Well, wouldn't that be something? But I did buy a new coat, a winter coat this year, and I'm very sale savvy, as most of us are, and so anyway. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We've got a good show coming up. And on the flip side, we've got many activities. There's a lot of things happening in the community, especially this weekend. And we'll look forward to your calls at 508-222-1320 when we return. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hi there, you're back. Well, I guess we have a little technical difficulty here with the commercials, but that's okay because, heck, we can talk for a lot of time, hours and hours if we have to, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. So the commercials aren't loading, and so we're just going to keep going, and if you can just bring down my music a little bit, my friend, that'll be awesome. Thank you. So this is Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Good morning. There's so many family events and arts and craft fairs and holiday fairs and factory sales, and we should get right to it, actually. But the most important thing that I wanted to tell you about today, there are a lot of different things going on, but in the Sun Chronicle today, I've seen that Saturday, the Attleboro Police Department is doing a fundraising for Christmas is for Kids, and they're teaming up with Stuff a Cruiser Toy Drive in the parking lot at the Kmart, excuse me, in South Attleboro off of Newport Avenue. The event will be held from 9:30 to 3:30, and a police cruiser will be parked to fill new unwrapped toys and non-perishable food items. So also, if you want, gift cards and cash donations. I'm sorry. They will not accept gift cards and cash at this time. But please come down to the Kmart and stuff a cruiser with the toys. Bring your toys down and food items. Yeah, this is the time of year when we have to think about our neighbors because there's so much going on and a lot of folks are still unemployed and are falling on hard times. And if you can, make donations to the local food pantries and certainly Christmas is for Kids and other agencies, that'd be wonderful. So if you can open up your heart and do that, that would be wonderful. I also wanted to mention a couple of things before I got into the out and about activities. I have to have Tony on again, Tony Viveris on again, because I just read also that there was a $100,000 donation from the Agat Foundation, and that's going to actually help with the Capron Park, Capron Park concerts, and so this is really wonderful. So I'm really sure that they are very, very excited about that. Another thing, if you're commuting on the MBTA, I just want to give you a heads up. They're spending $83 million to get the rails ready. It seemed like last winter, do you remember, like all of those delays? It's just been really unbelievable. Like the heaters were supposed to keep the electrified third rail from freezing. That failed. Traction motors shorted out. It was just really unbelievable. The snow plows, they couldn't keep up with the winter snowstorms. So just to give you a heads up, the MBTA is working to improve things, you know, so you won't have the winter of your discontent. Pardon the pun. But $83 million, I mean, you could do a lot for that, I guess. Well, if you played the lottery, I want to wish you very good luck. I was having dinner last night at one of my favorite restaurants, and they play Keno. I've never played Keno before, but I I did play three games of it, and I got one number out of four, but I didn't win anything. But today's lottery numbers, the Mass Daily is 8229. Mass Cash, Mass Cash is 7, 19, 21, 28, and 34. The Mega Millions, 26, 42, 47, 61, and 73. The Mega Ball is 6. The Mega Plier is 5. And the Rhode Island daily number is 1931, 1931. Wow. Later in the show, we are going to talk about Pearl Harbor because we are celebrating December 7th, and that's coming up. I have a history buff in the studio here. Mike and I will be talking about that after Jim Corbin's weather hit. But if you're out and about today and you want to, you know, just go out and find something to do, before I get into this, I just want to let you know that La Salette Shrine, if you haven't seen those beautiful lights, there's over 400,000 lights at La Salette, and it starts at 5:30, goes till 9 p.m., so check that out. Also, Slater Park on Armistice Boulevard, They have a wonderful, it's called a Winter Wonderland. And they have Santa Claus is there, hay rides, train rides, face painting, children's crafts. And it's just really a wonderful, for 25 cents, you can ride the carousel. So that sounds like it's really going to be a lot of fun, too. And also from noon to 4 p.m., the Children's Museum in Easton is going to hold a children's holiday shop and elves workshop. So you can shop for gifts and make lots of crafts, and that sounds like a lot of fun. On the 13th of December from 10 to 1 at the Hillside Country Club in Rehoboth, you can have breakfast with Santa Claus. And this is just really a wonderful opportunity. And also, if you've seen the movie Polar Express, you can actually feel that by actually going on a Polar Express train ride Friday, Saturday, and Sundays through December 20th in the Woonsocket Depot. In Woonsocket, it's a 90-minute excursion throughout the Blackstone Valley, and this is just a wonderful, wonderful idea. And if you're not into that and you want to try some ice skating, well, come on out to the CBS, I guess it's called the CBS Scene at Patriots Place. They have an ice skating rink, and you can check that out too. And it's open from, it's open to children and adults. And if you're a Peppa Pig fan, on December 18th at 6 p.m., the Vets Auditorium will have a show, which is almost sold out. Believe it or not, I swear to God, it's almost sold out. Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, yes. So those are some of the things that are happening. And then one of my favorite things that I definitely will be checking out today, and I will, Wedding in Davis is having their factory jewelry sale. And that's starting today from 9 a.m. to 4. It happened yesterday, too. But anyway, they're located at 171 Commonwealth Avenue in Attleboro Falls. The two-day event says that it's up to 60% off retail. So if you are looking for that special something for that special someone, check it out. It's the Whiting and Davis factory jewelry sale that happens once a year. I have a lot of bags from Whiting and Davis when they were in Plainville, Mass. It was a factory store that you could go to, and then once a year they would have their sales. So I've got like about six of them, and you pay $20 back then or $15. It was just amazing. And there is a big, huge craft fair at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4. This is huge. They've got over 100 crafters. I think after 50, Mike, everything looks the same.
Well, all the crafts?
They all look the same, yes. Just like you, when you go to like all these events and different things, they have all these arts and crafts. I mean, you can see how many Santas made so many ways, you know, or, you know, all these ornaments and everything that are beautiful. And so, and you can see the quality, too. I mean, these are homemade things that you can't get anywhere else, and that's what I like to do is give that, too. But if you're interested in going... Oh, I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
I was going to say, they're unique gifts.
They are very unique, and it lasts, you know, from generation to generation, and I'm all about that. So that's at the craft fair is going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 at the Mansfield Holiday Inn. But in Attleboro, the Attleboro Community Theater is putting on a play, their production of Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. And it's going on from, today is Saturday. And the show starts. It doesn't say when it starts here, the time I should say at the play, but it just says if you want more information, call the. If you want more information and tickets, go up on their website at www.attleborocommunitytheater.com. But I certainly will try to track that down as to when the times are, because I know that they have matinees on Sundays at 2 and performances tonight and Sunday. But it doesn't say in the paper, which surprises me. All right, those are some of the things that are happening out and about today. And also, too, just a reminder, bring a toy down. If you're shopping and you're going to, say, the market basket today, and you happen to be going down that way, bring a toy or a canned good and go down there and look for that huge cruiser. And they're trying to fill this cruiser with toys, and they're having a food drive from 9:30 to 3:30 today. So those are some of the things that are out and about today. And yeah, getting ready for the holidays. Just getting ready for the holidays. How are you doing on your Christmas shopping? Are you
what Christmas 50%
shopping? 50% or 75% done or
no percent done?
No percent done. Spoken like a true gentleman. Yes.
Hey, look, I'm honest. I'm transparent.
Well, you know, women. We're planners, I guess, more planners than not. I don't know. But, I mean, like, I started Christmas shopping, and yesterday I did a major Christmas shopping online, though.
Uh-oh.
I did. I can't tell you because my family now, might be listening.
This
so.
Is something that, you know, I don't know if you know about this, that's been in the news, especially the major TV networks have been talking about it, is people ordering stuff online, and then the packages come to your house. And then there's these little people with feet called thieves, and they come and take your packages.
I heard about that.
So if you're going to do something like that, what you might want to do is tell the company or the shipping company that's going to be used to get the packages to you is to have them come to your house, but you have to sign for them so that they actually hand you the package and not drop it off and leave it there.
Right.
Because there's a lot of theft going around.
I heard about that, too. Yeah, I have all my packages delivered to work. All of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because for that same reason. I know. I had read about that. That was terrible that people would actually steal, you know, especially around this time. They're all Christmas presents, and some of these items are really high-end, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, my stuff is just, you know, clothes for the grandkittens and others, you know, and other things, but...
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure no matter what it is, you know, a thief or whoever could steal it, sell it on a you know, a different market, and then take the money and use it to buy drugs or whatever. You know, you think like one of them.
Right.
Understand their thinking.
Right, right. So. No, I know during this holiday, it's really, you know, it's overshadowing all the things that are happening, the terrorist attacks and everything, and out in California and... You know, I was driving in and I was listening to how this whole thing happened in San Bernardino. And we have corporate offices out there near there in Mountain View. And UPS had stopped all deliveries into that area until it was clear. So all our mail and everything was postponed because of what had happened. And apparently this guy met this woman online and went overseas to meet her. And they actually got married overseas, and she was able to get a visa to come to the United States. And he went to Saudi Arabia and was influenced by ISIS and then came back, and then they just started plotting and planning this terrible, terrible ordeal. And then what happened to the folks in Paris, I mean, my heart goes out to everyone. And now we're all vulnerable. I mean, like everywhere... I mean, there was alerts and everything of when you're going out into like a mall or a stadium or a concert or something, just be aware. And they're saying, you know, just be aware. And if you see something, say something. And that's so true. We really do have to be aware of where we are in our surroundings, but not to the point of being so scared that you can't move forward and do the things that you want to do and travel and things like that. Other people are canceling plans for overseas travel right now for a while, you know, and that might be the smartest thing to do right now, but I hope that folks that I know are planning trips abroad will continue their mission and just postpone it for 6 months or so and not let the terrorists... It influence our lives. You know what I'm saying? Not to be so cautious and everything. So hopefully we can do that, and you know, we'll see what happens in the coming months. But yeah, we want to wish everybody a happy holiday, but also too to just be aware of your surroundings and where you're going. So anyway, let's get going. We are going to take a quick break and see if our computer is up and running. If not, we'll just continue on till Jim Corbin calls us with a weather update. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we will be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
The United Regional Chamber of Commerce will host A Bigger Slice of Business on December 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Chamber Office, 42 Union Street in Attleboro. Joe Norcott of Business Technologies of New England Incorporated will teach you how to create a marketing plan for the new year and find resources to market your business based on calendar events. You can register for the presentation by calling 508-222-0801.
Opening night for the Pawtucket Winter Wonderland is in place and ready to go for Saturday, December the 6th at Slater Park. This dazzling holiday event will feature 500 decorated Christmas trees nestled amongst 20 village buildings located on both sides of the road, around the pond, and winding up the hill. Vehicular traffic will not be allowed between 4 and 8 p.m. so that various activities can take place as you stroll leisurely by these breathtaking displays. For more information, feel free to call 401-726-3185. Sunday, December the 6th, marks the date for the St. Joseph's Christmas Bazaar to be held where else, might I ask you, than St. Joseph's Parish, located on High Street in Central Falls. There'll be delicious Polish food and lots of fun and games for all to be had. And your children can have their picture taken with Santa for a memory you'll never forget. For details about this holiday treat, feel free to call 401-723-5427. The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850.
You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine. I am Elaine LaRoche, and on my board here, Mike Catanzaro. We both got up very, very early, didn't we, Mike?
Woo! Yes.
Listen, speaking of this music that's in my headset, I love it, and I like cool jazz, and I am actually going to a concert, and I'll be talking to you about that next week. Chris Bodie is coming into town next Friday at the Park Theater in Cranston, and I've already got my tickets.
Cranston.
Cranston, Rhode Island, yeah. He generally plays up in Scullers Jazz Club, and I was surprised when I went to the Park Theater to get my tickets that he wasn't coming there this year. But we've got him in Rhode Island, and he's coming next week. I can't wait. My sister and my brother-in-law are also coming, too, and I'm taking my friend with me, and we're going to have a great time. It's one of the best concerts that you will see. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Just wanted to give you an update, too. There's a winter parking ban in Attleboro, so you have to make sure that you have to put your cars in the drive. The parking ban is from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. from December 1st to March 31st. So don't park on the street or else you're going to get ticketed. And who wants that as a Christmas present to wake up to the next day? So there is a winter parking ban in Attleboro. Please respect that, especially as the weather gets colder and the snowplows come out and about. You want to make sure that your vehicle is off the street so our city workers can plow through and clear the streets in Attleboro. So, yeah, it feels good to come back. But I have to say, the last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, when I went back to work, I did take Monday off because I left Florida on Monday and came back in the mid-afternoon. I was a little discombobulated trying to get my mindset around, you know, from vacation mode of 80 degree and sunny weather to, you know, 30, 40, and 50. And I'm not used to waking up with little frost on my car. And so glad I got a remote starter this year because I still don't know how to use it right. I swear to God, I'm ready to go out the door and then I click the remote and it starts up the car. And I was told that I should probably, I mean, I have a 20-minute lead time, so I should probably, like, you know, just as I'm getting dressed, put the thing on. In this way, by the time I'm ready to go out the door, 10 minutes or 12 minutes have passed, and then it would be set and nice and warm. So I get into a vehicle, my vehicle, and it's still cold. And I'm wondering why the, you know, why the frost isn't coming. And I can't, and I cannot defrost my windshield until I'm there for like 15, 20 minutes. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it feels great to be back home. And later today, I am going to the parade in Attleboro. It starts at 12:30. My granddaughter's going to be in it. And I hope that you can get out and about yourself. But we need a weather update. We need to have something good. And I believe Jim Corbin is on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine and Mike. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, good. And hey. So is the weather. So, now, where in Florida were you, Elaine?
I was in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, that's right, that's right. You told me last a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that's a beautiful, and it's much more peaceful than the East Coast.
It was very warm there, and it was very, you know what it was too, Jim? It was like a different lifestyle. Everything moved a lot slower than it is up in New England, and that's what I found, like waiting for things, for food or anything. Everything moved slow.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to the stores, because again, my brother lives in Miami, well, not downtown Miami, but you go to stores, and when at the checkouts, people are really slow at that, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have to say I did the same. I grabbed a bag and helped the girl, and she said, well, I can all do this for you. And I said, no, I know. I just wanted to, you know, give you a little hand here. And, you know, but people were so sweet and so nice, I have to say. Maybe it's the sunshine that puts everybody in a good mood. I don't know.
Well, I know they've been having, even for there, a warm late fall. I don't know if they were remarking how warm it seems even for there. It was kind of warm with, again, the El Nino continuing, even though they had a lot of, you had a little bit of rain, though, too, didn't you?
On the first day, it just sprinkled a little bit, and then
that's about it.
Everything, every day was perfect.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that went well. Again, generally 80 or even higher down there, and they're probably going to be somewhat close to that today again. For us, that's above average in terms of the temperatures, too, even though, again, as you noted, a little frost this morning in many areas outside of the urban locations. We're going to see temperatures climb up into the low 50s this afternoon. Now, that's a little bit, few degrees milder than yesterday, and we're going to have the trend go up again tomorrow. Keep in mind now, our average high here, and that's the average, is 43. So when we're in the low 50s, that's about 10 degrees above average. So nice sunny day. I think there's also one of the events going on, I think, is the ribbon cutting for the animal shelter, I think, Elaine?
Yes, right, that's right.
That's this afternoon. The only reason I know that is because Dom's been mentioning it on occasion this past week. But again, mentioning that, and you mentioned the other events going on today or anything tomorrow, just the weather, absolutely perfect for this time of the year. Again, this often is a miserable time with a lot of rain, but no rain for the next few days, or snow for that matter. Tonight, mostly clear, falling down to about 35, and then tomorrow, how about this? Mostly sunny, high in the upper 50s to near 60 in the afternoon. Yeah, so southwest wind is going to take over. And then we start the week Monday, at least the work week, with mainly sunny skies. The beat goes on. Maybe not quite as mild as tomorrow, but still at least the low to mid-50s, I would think. The next chance of any precipitation, and again, I use that word now because this is the time of year, of course, we can get anything, rain, sleet, or snow. I think there's a chance of a little bit of rain on Tuesday. Most of that would be down over the Cape and Islands, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And then it's back to sunshine on Wednesday, especially in the afternoon, and a little bit colder. Now, the highs on Tuesday, even if it doesn't rain, it'll be probably mostly cloudy, probably staying in the 40s. But then we get back to about the upper 40s to near 50 on Wednesday. And then another chance, perhaps, at a little bit of light rain. And again, notice I'm using now the word rain. Now, you were wondering, when is the next threat of possible snow? Right now, it appears we're around the 17th at this point of December, which is a Thursday. So a week from this Thursday would be our first chance of getting a snowfall that could accumulate. Right now, it looks like a predominantly cold rain event. But just keep that in mind. So we're going to get through, it looks like, at least another 10 to 12 days without having to worry about seeing snow falling, so that's good.
That
and,
is.
Of course, you remember that last winter did start out quiet with snow. We actually had more snow in November than we did in December, and then, of course, the onslaught started late in January. So even though we've got this El Nino going on, helping us out in terms of keeping the cold air, the real cold air up north, it still could change down the road, and say maybe not another week or two, but maybe another 1 to 2 months. And therefore, it doesn't necessarily mean if we're starting out nice and mild that we're going to get very little snow this winter. But if I had my bets, I would say, again, no snow until maybe the 17th, and then possibly again another week or so after that. Of course, still too early to talk about Christmas, but I would, with somewhat of an educated guess, I would say that we're likely not to have much snow through Christmas. So, again, you want to just stay tuned on that. These are now the earliest sunsets of the year taking place on those days now when it is cloudy. And, of course, we're not going to get too many cloudy days in the next few. It is really dreary. And, man, the other day, turning the lights on around 2:30 in the afternoon indoors is kind of a somewhat of a depressing situation, but you have to do it. We'll have a low tide coming up around 9 o'clock at the south coast. And again, it's just a really good weather pattern for this time of the year. Again, these are the shortest days of the year over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And so if we can get sunshine on these short days, that helps out.
I notice that the sunset times, too, are changing as well. And as we get closer to January, it gets lighter, a little bit lighter. But right now, you're right, it's like it just seems like I get up in the dark and I come home from work in the dark. And it's like, oh, good Lord.
Yeah, the sun rose this morning just a couple of minutes before 7. So just about as your show started, as the show started, that was the sun coming up. And by 4:12, 4:15 later this afternoon, it'll be going down already. So, I mean,
wow.
These are the short ones. But again, once we get through December, as I've said before, many people somewhat agree, the best months in the winter are January and February because the days are already getting longer. And it's actually, on average, a sunnier month. November and December are usually, and I again use this word average a lot, on average, most of the cloudiest weather during the years is November and December. Even though you get more snow usually in January and February, in between the snow there's usually a lot of sunshine. So we just get through the holidays in terms of this bad weather. Again, as I have said before, thank goodness, and again, no pun intended, that Thanksgiving and Christmas fall this time of the year. Because if not, we'd be, and I've repeated this before, but if not, this would be a very tough stretch for many people because if were there no holidays going on or whatever, we'd be just sitting in the cloudy, dreary weather frequently, and there'd be nothing much to cheer us up. So with Thanksgiving and Christmas moving in, of course, we just had Thanksgiving, but Christmas and even New Year's, it's very helpful to get through this time of the year with the holidays.
Right. No, I understand. I was commenting on the show in the first half about the position of the moon down in Florida. It was just seemed like it was bigger than up here. And we had like the full moons and, oh my God, like for 2 or 3 days, it just seemed like it was just so beautiful, like so clear, you know, in the sky. And it seemed a little bit closer to us than it is up here.
Yeah, well, it probably wasn't any closer, but you might have had a good, you might have been viewing it when it was near the horizon, I bet. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when the moon looks bigger. Even here, it would have looked probably the same. But you probably had, because there's not, I'm guessing, where you were in Fort Myers somewhere, that there was a pretty good view of the horizon. It wasn't like a lot. Obviously, there are not hills down there. So you probably had close to a flat horizon, which helps to see the moon coming up quicker than you might have had you been in the Attleboro area, where there are more trees and buildings to block the view on the horizon. So that's probably another reason why the moon looked big. Obviously there were trees there, but I bet you had a pretty good view of almost right down to the horizon.
Oh my God. Well, it was off the golf course. So,
okay,
I had
so
a clear shot.
Yeah, so there's wide open space there, right? So
right.
If you're viewing it on the golf course. And again, I'm just speculating as to what probably it was, but
mm-hmm.
You probably had better views of the moon than you would have here because there's less obstruction near the horizon. And so the moon, when it comes right up off the horizon, can really look large. And then as it gets higher up in the sky, the illusion is that the moon appears to be a little bit smaller as it's up higher in the sky. So, but I'm glad you had a good time down there. And again, our weather is going to continue to be unusually pleasant for this time of the year. And again, those wondering, we're on the snow watch. Our first threat of maybe some snow, it may not be a snowstorm, but at least some snow falling, would be around the 17th, a week from this Thursday.
Okay, sounds great, Jim. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. I'll talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Elaine. Talk to you then.
Thanks. Bye. All right, that was Jim Corbin, our wonderful meteorologist on WARA. And so it looks like we've got a great weekend ahead, Mike. Isn't this wonderful?
I love it.
I'm going to take it as much as I can, let me tell you. Oh, my God.
I don't mind it snowing, but one day on Christmas Day, that's it.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
And then
that would be really
no more
nice.
Snow.
You live in a fantasy, my friend. You're
hey,
in
it's
New
good
England.
To fantasize.
Well, on that note, I'll hold you to that because we do have to take a quick break. We're wrapping up the show when we come back here, and we're going to be talking about Pearl Harbor anniversaries coming up this coming week. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
United Regional Chamber of Commerce will host A Bigger Slice of Business on December 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Chamber Office, 42 Union Street in Attleboro. Joe Norcott of Business Technologies of New England Incorporated will teach you how to create a marketing plan for the new year and find resources to market your business based on calendar events. You can register for the presentation by calling 508-222-0801.
The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850. Community VNA Hospice Care will host their annual Lighting of the Tree of Life in Remembrance ceremony on Sunday, December the 6th, at their Attleboro headquarters located on Emory Street. The program will feature holiday music, refreshments, and the opportunity to recognize a loved one with a star on the tree. For more information about the event or how to add a star to the tree with your loved one's name, simply visit the web at communityvna.com/donate or call 1-800-220-0110. The Pawtucket Winter Farmers Market will take place on Saturdays from 9 till 1 p.m., starting November 7th, right straight through May 14th, 2016, at Hope Artist Village, located on Hope Street in Pawtucket. Come light, snow, or shine, the Wintertime Farmers Market will be open. For more information, visit the web at hopeartistvillage.com or simply call 401-312-3850.
You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after, Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
All right, that was a speech. And we have an expert here that's going to be talking to us about that phenomenal president.
That was when we had a leader, the greatest generation. That was FDR, actually, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Wow, Mike.
I got to say, different leadership between then and now. Got to say it. I mean, it's sad but true. And of course, also, it's a different type of a war between then and now. I mean, back then, Pearl Harbor was an attack on military installations. Mm-hmm. You know, the United States had a big outfit, you know, I think they still do over in Pearl Harbor.
They do. It's
and
one of
the largest. In fact, you were there recently.
Yeah. No, I mean, a few years back, I had the opportunity to actually take a helicopter tour around Oahu Island and go up the coast. And then the helicopter pilot actually took us down that route. And they went under. They were explaining that back then the Japanese were able to come and surprise attack us because they flew under the radar. Because in the valley where they were flying under, it went under the radar, I guess. And they were upon us, bombing all these ships. We didn't have a chance. And but currently now, when you go to Oahu, it's all restricted. But it's a huge Pacific fleet is out there. Where, I mean, it's massive. It's massive out there. I've never seen anything like it. But, yeah, Pearl Harbor. I had a chance to actually go to Pearl Harbor. It's a very solemn occasion. You go there. There's military veterans there that have actually served there, have been there, and you can actually talk to them. Mm-hmm. They survived, and then they take you on a boat up to where all the ships are, and you get off, and there's a huge memorial with the list of all the names of the men that have died. Mm. The boats are there. They're entombed underwater, and it's just very, very solemn.
Now, someone told me that some of these boats still leak oil.
They do. Still. And actually, you can see a little oil slick every once in a while there. Yes, you can. That's right. Yeah.
So, and there's all people that are still probably buried in there, or not buried, but you know, under the water in there with them.
Right.
You know, it was a really sad time. You know, it's funny, though, when you think about it, back then, the difference between warfare then and warfare now, back then it was more like they didn't hit civilian targets. They strictly focused on military targets. You know, nowadays you got people, you know, just anything seems to go nowadays, you know, civilian, military, anything. It's really scary. And then we have leadership that doesn't seem to, I don't know, respond the way it should.
That's just my opinion. Yeah, I think it's more political now because of Congress has a much more powerful stance than our president have. And I know that it doesn't seem like we have a strong president. For whatever reason, I mean, he's trying, but I think that he's gotten bogged down with Congress. But, yeah, I think that when you look at the Russian leader Putin, who is going after Turkey after their Russian jet was shot down, I mean, we need to have that sort of presence in the world arena. Right now we don't.
Even France.
And France. Oh, my God. Yeah, you don't want to.
That French president, man, he'd waste no time.
Well, I think that you have to attack, and you have to attack soon, because then it shows that you have that strong stance, and you have to. I mean, in our country, there were over 1,200 attempts of terrorism, and much more. I'm just saying, like locally in New England area, and that have been thawed by intelligence and listening devices from the FBI and NSA and other And just Americans just pointing out things, you know, like they always say, when you see something, say something, you know, just to be alert, you know, because there are people that want to bring us down in America and to incite fear. And like we were talking about that before the break, you know, you should not let that dissuade you from living your normal life. Just be more aware of where you are in large concerts or, you know, like the stadium up in Foxborough when they have their games now. You're going to be, they're saying, allow yourself some extra time because they're going to be doing much more intensive screening of each and every guest, you know, and when you have a stadium full of people for a game, you know, it's going to take time to go through security. But I would rather you take as much time as you want. Just like in the airports when you have to take off your shoes and you know, like my belt set off the alarm. And it's like I had to do that. But when I left the day 2 days before Thanksgiving up in Boston, it looked like something else. It looked like I was in another country. There was military police. There was, I mean, the strong stand of military out there in Boston Logan Airport with the police and the state troopers and dogs there. There were hundreds of people going through the line. And actually, when I arrived at 3 o'clock in the morning to get my 5 o'clock plane, I was told to go in the back. So I'm saying, where do I go? You know, and they saying, well, you just have to wait here till the line breaks and then you can go back in. But I believe there were people there that were just watching the crowd. And then there was military folks there. And then they had the police and state troopers and the dogs. I mean, you look at that and you're going, wow, where have I been? Compared to Fort Myers, where it wasn't so intense, but Boston was targeted, New York was targeted, Chicago, you know, L.A., the bigger Atlanta, all these big airports were targeted during the holiday season. So, I mean, I would rather go through that whole thing, you know, where they check ID and they check you and they, you know, you do
play
this pre-screening. Absolutely, because you're going on you're going up 40,000 feet, you know, in a container that you have no control over. I'd rather be safe, but
it makes you wonder, though, if President Roosevelt were president today, or if he was alive today, you know, what he would do in these types of attacks. I mean, we're seeing things now that I think in our entire life we've never seen before.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially here on our own soil.
Right.
Know.
And that's something that I've never experienced growing up in a time of innocence and having all my life, you know, being very aware of a carefree life until recently, you know. And then my grandchildren are growing up in this time, and I wonder 20 and 30 and 40 years from now what their generations are going to be. Gosh, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it, Mike.
I'll just say this last thing. President Roosevelt did say one of his speeches, I forgot when and where, you can look it up, but he said that American people will thank him 100 years from now for being president.
Well, I tell you, he's left a long legacy of greatness and leadership, that's for sure. So anyway, folks, I just want to say thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine. Dominica will be back on Monday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. to 10, and followed by my good friend Paul Healy, who will be pontificating with Paul at 10 to noon. I'll be back next Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. with Out and About with Elaine. So from all of us here, Mike, thank you so much. And Jim Corbin, I appreciate you as well for coming on and giving us such a great weather forecast as always. And to you, our listeners on WARA 1320, make it a great week. And I do hope you get out and about and try to check out some of these wonderful craft events. There's theater. There's all kinds of different wonderful things to do for you and your family. And keep your sense of humor if you're in those long lines getting those super, super duper bargains for the holidays. Take good care, everyone. We'll see you here next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. with Out and About with Elaine.
He was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.